Well, today we have a very short gospel, one of the shortest of the year. It's from St. Mark chapter 9, and it has to do with St. John the Apostle coming up to the Lord and complaining that somebody was doing exorcisms, driving out demons in the name of Christ, but this man wasn't one of the 12 apostles. He wasn't one of their own group. So, of course, we see St. John was one of the Lord's closest friends. He was called John the Beloved, John the Apostle, later John the Evangelist. And he was one of the inner circle of the Lord. He was always with Peter and James. Whenever the Lord had a very special event to do, whether it be the Transfiguration or the raising of the daughter of Jairus from the dead, or even in the Garden of Gethsemane, he would take Peter, James, and John into his inner circle. So John felt very close to the Lord. He was the disciple whom Jesus loved, the Beloved. And he's, of course, the youngest of all the apostles. And maybe because of this, he felt that he had a very close relationship to the Lord. And so he goes to the Lord and complains, saying, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name." Now, what's interesting about that is that the person, whoever was using the name of Christ to do these exorcisms, was doing a good job. He was actually driving out demons. We know that in another part of St. Mark, the disciples complained that they tried to do some of these exorcisms too and couldn't do it. So they were a little bit unhappy that here's somebody else able to drive out demons, and yet we, some of the apostles, were unable to do that. So John, James and John were known as the sons of thunder for a couple reasons, but maybe because of their youthfulness, their impetuousness. And so they said that we tried to prevent him. We tried to stop this man who was using the name of Jesus in doing these exorcism. We try to prevent him because he doesn't follow us. He's not part of our club. He's not part of our clique, our inner group. And so he's not one of the 12 apostles. How does the Lord respond to that? You know, because we can sometimes get that same attitude of exclusiveness, thinking that perhaps our particular, let's say, organization is the best one versus other Catholic organizations, or whatever it might be, that we all can fall into that. And so the Lord says, do not prevent him. Or sometimes we think that, you know, we look down upon other Christian denominations and think, well, we know, of course, we have the faith, we have the fullness of the faith, we are the one true church, we're one holy, Catholic, and apostolic. But sometimes we can get this attitude of looking down upon other Christian denominations who are doing an excellent job at certain areas. For example, maybe teaching sacred scripture to their people or teaching their people how to pray. So we also have to be, you know, careful of falling into that trap as well. When we look at what's happening in the world, we know that there are many non-Catholics that are doing an excellent job in the pro-life field. And of course, we unite with them. We love to have more people at the March for Life than just Catholics, even though I'm sure 90% are Catholics at the March for Life. But of course, there are many other good Christians that are in the pro-life movement, and things like pro-family, pro-marriage, you know, the other denominations that support marriage between man and woman. Yes, we work with them as well. So we see we don't want to become, let's say, an exclusive club, thinking that we have, that we're doing all of it and trying to not acknowledge the good that's being done through other people or other organizations or ministries or even religions. So the Lord responds by saying, do not prevent him. So don't try to stop him. Because it says, no one who performs a mighty deed, no one can do this, and at the same time speak ill of me. And then the Lord concludes by saying, whoever is not against us is for us. Now, it's interesting, in Matthew's gospel, the Lord says it the other way. It's a different situation. He says, whoever is not with us is against us. See, that's a whole different teaching. But today, St. Mark says that on this occasion, the Lord said, whoever is not against us is with us. So I think that should be our attitude, one of inclusiveness, of trying to work with, and I know we all try to do this, work with our brothers and sisters of other faiths and denominations and religions, and what we value as well. For example, the pro-life effort, the strengthening of marriages and family life, the upholding of the sanctity of marriage between man and woman. So all these things are issues that are so important to us and are important to many others outside our faith. And talking to some people who were involved in some international things with the United Nations and meetings over in Europe, they said that the ones that were the most in line with Catholicism on issues of abortion and contraception were the Muslims. Imagine that. And they were the ones that were being listened to by the United Nations. These Muslim leaders, Muslim women, were much more, in a sense, Catholic in their view on having babies, having children, having strengthening of marriages and family life, marriage between man and woman. And so this Catholic who was over there said that that's the one who supported her the most when she was over there, was her, believe it or not, was the Muslims. So in that regard, now in other regard, they're not in line with us on many, many other things. So I guess sort of to summarize is that we as Catholics are blessed with the one true church. Jesus Christ founded one church. It has the fullness of truth, the fullness of revealed teachings on faith and morals. And yet, many others share some of these same beliefs. So when I see, let's say, many Christians that are reading their Bible every day, that are praying every day, doing their daily devotions, doing pro-life work, trying to uphold marriage between man and woman, trying to strengthen families, we should have the attitude of the Lord here that if these people are not against us, they're actually with us and trying to fight in the same battle for saving souls.